Monsieur le vice-président.
Mr. Vice President, I would first of all like to welcome the delegation of the Solomon Islands and thank them for presenting the second report to the UPR. Morocco welcomes that the fact that the Solomon Islands accepted the 112 recommendations of 115 made and approved the creation of a national working group on the UPR. We congratulate Solomon Islands on ratifying new human rights instruments, in particular the ILO conventions on child labour and those on discrimination. The Kingdom also welcomes cooperation with the United Nations human rights mechanisms. Morocco takes note of the particular attention that Solomon Islands pays to the right to a sufficient quality of life through the development of a government strategy for the national 10-year development strategy 2011-2020, the status of women and children seen through the adoption of a law on domestic violence, which represents progress on the promotion and protection of the rights of women and children, on the subject of non-discrimination and gender equality through the adoption of a national strategy for the economic empowerment of women and girls and the adoption of a strategic action plan for that, as well as on education through the establishment of a national action plan to promote education for all, and lastly, as regards the environment and the effects of climate change through a national policy on this subject. While we take good note of the progress made, the Kingdom would like to make the following recommendations. Continue efforts with a view to the ratification of international human rights mechanisms and harmonisation of national legislation. Promote a culture of equality through equal participation of all members of society, notably the participation of women in rural areas. And lastly, my delegation reiterates its confidence that the Solomon Islands will manage to overcome its human rights challenges and to build upon its successes. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.